Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, guys.
Lovely to see you, mate. What's the wash-up from the Confederation Cup?
Yeah, look, it's been a very interesting 3 weeks or so for the Socceroos. You know, we played three of the top five nations in the world.
Yeah.
Brazil, Germany and Chile. Obviously, the Brazil game didn't start the way we wanted. It was a friendly. Germany certainly didn't start the tournament the way we wanted. The first half was, you know, a disaster, really. Mm. But as I said yesterday, the way we grew into the tournament, then the performance against Cameroon, you could see some improvement, and certainly against Chile, you could see a massive improvement. And, you know, I think we come out of the tournament stronger than where we went in, definitely around this new system that Ange Postecoglou has implemented with the Socceroos, the back three, back five when we haven't got the ball. I've still got my question marks over it, and I've said that from day one. Do we have the quality of players to play that system? And I mean that with all due respect, but again, you look player for player at what level they're playing week in, week out at their clubs. And, you know, there's some players, and I'll get to that in a sec, who have come out with their reputations enhanced.
Yep.
Others who have been not so much discovered, and there was a couple who recovered from poor performances early to come out with their reputations enhanced.
But isn't that always what Ange was saying? It was to be competitive in World Cups. And so if you look at a 1-1 scoreline with Chile in a big tournament like Confederations Cup, then, you know, he's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right. And that's I guess, the message that's come out of yesterday's performance is, yeah, it looks as though we are heading in the right direction. And I don't think anyone's questioned, and certainly not me, Ange's ability as a manager and as a coach. He's had fantastic success. He's a great guy. He's a fantastic guy. And you can see that what he's trying to do is what he believes is in the best interest of Australian football, to take us to another level. But, of course, there's going to be commentary on it. There's going to be criticism. There's going to be analysis. And that's what he called for 12 months ago. So that's been very, you know, that's a step forward for the game in this country. There's no doubt about that. He ended the tournament the way he started it, a little bit prickly with the media. Mm. Yesterday he came out and said, you know, John the Pragmatist will probably take over from me when I depart the hot seat, and all of the media can revel in that. So that was an interesting comment from Ange.
Who is John the Pragmatist?
I don't know, but I think he's pretty pragmatic in his approach to football.
Whoever John is.
I feel sorry for the guy who does take over. His first name is going to be John the Pragmatist. So, interesting.
All right, what about those individuals? Where do we see the reputations coming out of that?
I think the ones who came out with their reputations really enhanced, Matty Ryan, Trent Sainsbury, Mark Milligan, Tommy Rogic, I think they've come out with their, you know, they've really stepped up. Trent Sainsbury had hardly played any football in the last probably 7 or 8 months since he went from Jiangsu Suning to Inter Milan, and he played three games in 7 days. I know he twanged a hamstring in the end, but he was outstanding, and particularly playing that back three, he was central to that, because he did play central in the back three, and I thought he was absolutely outstanding. Mark Milligan, again, come from Bani Yas in the Middle East, and he showed his versatility, but he also took over the armband. So he became the go-to, the captain, the leader on and off the field. I thought his performances were outstanding. He's desperate to get to Europe before his career ends. He's, I think, 31 now or 32. Mm. So now's the time to strike if he's going to get that opportunity. Recovered, I thought Jackson Irvine and Mas Luongo. I thought their performances early on back here in the friendly and the first game over there were, or I think it was a Cameroon game for Mas Luongo that was quite poor. No, sorry, it was Germany. Was quite poor. I thought his performance yesterday was fantastic, showed that he's getting back to where we expect him to be. And the breakthrough for me was Alex Gersbach, the young ex-Sydney FC left back, came in for the middle game against Cameroon. I thought it was very, very good.
All right, let's look at the FFA Cup draw.
Yeah, that gets drawn live on Fox Sports News on Thursday afternoon, Slats, 3 p.m. A couple of ex-Socceroos, Charlie Yankos and Peter Raskopoulos. So I love that touch, because they're players from yesteryear.
Yep. Yeah.
And what the FFA Cup does is it brings old soccer together with new football, if you pardon that term, but that's something that FFA have pushed over the last few years. And there's seven debutants, including Apia Leichhardt, which is a very, very old and proud club from the old NSL days. Moreton Bay United from Queensland, Olympia FC Warriors from Tasmania and Western Knights from WA.
It's so good comp, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
like
really
it.
Captured the imagination. Yeah. And some of the suburban grounds you go to and Fox take their cameras to, it's just outstanding.
It's brilliant. Yeah. No, it's, what is it, this the third year? Fourth year?
This will be the third
year.
Yeah, it's been.
Charlie Yankos manager shopping centre?
I think he might do.
Yeah.
Jimmy,
it's
I think
MacArthur
you're right.
Square.
Yeah, something like that. He's a very switched-on guy and for an ex-defender.
Oh, come on.
I can say that because I'm from the Defenders Club.
Okay, all right. You can get away with that. Good on you, Mikey.
But just a quick mention too. Dave Mason, long-serving FFA media manager.
Yes,
He played, if inverted commas, his last Socceroos game. He's leaving the FFA and he's taking over Manly Warringah Football as the CEO. So he's been involved in the old NSL, the A-League for years and years, FFA as well. Done a great job. He'll be a big loss.
All right, mate.
Good on you. Well said, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.